I actually went into the home of a precious 5-year-old who was born with 5 heart defects, Down syndrome, and autism. His name is Luke. I went to interview his parents, Tiffany and Mark. They have been through a lot, this family, and they are trying to make their home safe and healthy for Luke. And the Julie Tussey Show has partnered with a service branch of Voice of the Redeemed Incorporated. It's called My Angels List. My Angels List raises money to help with the funding of home safety and needs that the disabled, the deployed, the veterans, and the elderly have. This is an amazing story that we're going to tell you. This little boy's name is Luke, and this program is called Luke's ADA Kitchen. Please, it's Christmas time. Share the story with everyone that you know. Welcome to the Julie Tussey Show.
We are aging Wells on the Julie Tussey Show. Voted top cosmetic surgeon, Dr. Henry Wells is available to help you age Wells too. WellsPlasticSurgery.com, an official sponsor of the Julie Tussey Show. To give your tax-deductible gift to help raise money for Luke's ADA Kitchen, visit GoFundMe.com/MyAngelsList. Again, that's GoFundMe.com/MyAngelsList.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing 2 companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glam pain.
Pop the glam pain. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show live guest, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
Tiffany and Mark, thank you so much for having us in your home today. Gary and I have been so impressed by your story and so excited with Tussey Construction and My Angels List to partner with you and to help you to do the things in your home that need to be done for Luke. You have a beautiful family. So tell us a little bit about your family and then let's talk about Luke after that.
Okay. Well, we have 6 children total. We have 2. The oldest 2 are in college.
You're too young. You look too young. No.
Don't feel young. But the next 2 down are in high school. And then we have 1 in middle school. And then we have Luke.
And Luke is?
5 years old.
He's 5. Now, Luke is a special needs child. He is awesome. He was here flirting, and we probably have that in our B-roll, and I'm going to try to get that on film. Because he's just an amazing child. But tell us a little bit about Luke's story and what happened.
Okay. Well, Luke is diagnosed with Down syndrome, and he was recently diagnosed with autism. When Luke was born, he was born with 5 heart defects. He was 6 months old. He had open heart surgery to have those fixed. At a month old, he started having seizures. Mm. He has what's called Lennox-Gastaut syndrome, and it's a type of epilepsy that where he has different seizure types. So not just one type. He could have 5 to 6 or even more different seizure types.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't even know that happened.
Yes. It's rare.
Okay.
We've tried a bunch of different medications. He's had brain surgery. You name it, we've tried it. Ketogenic diet, anything. And it's just drug resistant. It's been resistant to anything that we've tried. Last year, he was subject to abuse by a caregiver.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and that has been really, we've been dealing kind of with the ramifications of that as far as getting him to almost trust people. He's very adamant when he's around anyone mm-hmm. new. His behavior changed.
I was going to say, have you seen a change?
Definitely a change in his behavior. He was always just so happy before, and now he's a little bit, he's still happy, but he's a little bit more reserved and cautious of his surroundings.
Right.
That's kind of where we are now.
Well, I can tell that he's just such a sweet little boy. He's just precious. It's got to be really hard to be parents of a special needs child, and he's got, you know, Down syndrome and autism that you're dealing with, and now to have this on top of it. Do you want to talk about that? Is it kind of like, I've had two sets of twins, and people say, well, how did you do that? Well, I didn't have any choice. I did it, but... Maybe tell the listeners and the people that are listening today and watching today, how does it affect your life? How does it affect your relationship?
It was very hard at first getting the diagnosis. He was a birth diagnosis, so we didn't have any idea.
Really?
So it was very hard at first. A lot of heartache in the beginning, but. I know that they say that sometimes it can either make or break a family. I know a lot of times kids with children with special needs born into families, a lot of times they end up in divorce. But I think it's actually brought our family closer together and made us stronger because we're all stepping in and we're advocates for him.
Yes.
So if anything... he's been a blessing to our family.
That's wonderful.
I hate that he has as many health issues that he does. But as far as teaching our children to be compassionate and he's completely changed in a good way.
Isn't that something how that works? Yeah. Mark, how as a father, what does it do to your heart and how do you think it's affected your life?
I mean, I think, like, me and him have a special bond.
You can see it.
Friend.
Yeah,
best friend.
It's almost, and I don't really know how to put it, but, like, we've never known anything different. Like, so, you know, I know a lot of families, like, it may happen after a child gets older, but we've had to deal with it since since he's been a baby. So, to me, like, it's very challenging, but it's just like
it's what you do, right?
It's almost normal. I mean,
really, that's amazing.
Because we've done it since he's been a baby. Like we have never had to deal with it outside of
right.
You know, so,
but you also have to think about things in what the outcome could be, depending on what actions you take. So when, say, abuse occurred, you have to think, you know what you want to do.
Yeah.
But you have to think ahead, I can't, what I want to do and what I have to do in order to be able to be here for him.
Right.
Are two different things. So I've had a lot of people ask me that. How did you stay so calm? How did you do this? Well, I'm not going to do him any good in jail or anywhere else. So you always have to be one step ahead when you're thinking any kind of decision that you make, any life decision, anything, goes back to how is it going to affect him.
Yes.
So
he basically has to be the center of your decisions and your choices and not necessarily what we would want to do, you know, because
right.
someone hurts our children, we want to hurt them back.
Immediately, and you just want to,
lash out.
Mm-hmm. You want to, but you have to take a step back and almost think for a minute before you do something rash.
Right. Well, I think that you all are just super parents, super mom, super dad. I have seen you interact. I have seen them interact with Luke, and it's just amazing, you know. When you have children and you start, when you look beyond the disability or the health problems, there's Luke.
Right.
There's Luke, and he is just an amazing child. And I've noticed, though, that he's getting bigger, and that because he's growing, let's talk about how, as he's gotten, he's five now,
right,
and he's heavier, and he's like a little gymnast.
Right.
He has so much personality, and he's very active. What has that done to your living situation with your home? What's that caused? I know you have needs now that you didn't have before. Let's talk about those.
Well, we definitely need a bathroom area for him. Taking him up and down the stairs is very dangerous. Getting him in and out of the bathtub when he's, you know, slippery. That's dangerous. Also, we keep him in here in the living room a lot, and then we have to go in back and forth in the kitchen a lot. So being able to kind of open this wall up behind us and being able to be in the kitchen and monitor him at the same time, you know, that's nice. Having all of our doorways ADA, so
yeah. And ADA means, some people may not know what that means.
American Disability Act.
Yep, the Americans Disability Act. Yeah. And what that means is there's a criteria for people with special needs and children with special needs that a contractor or a home builder or whomever you're having work done, there has to be a criteria of an amount of space that goes around, of the width of the doors to make the ease of using his chairs. And I don't know if they're called wheelchairs, but you got a really cool, like, high chair on wheels.
Right. Well, that's an activity chair.
An activity chair. I need one of those. I love that. So because there's this standard and it's not in your home, it's brought you to a place where you reached out and you made the decision, we're going to make our home ADA approved, and so that Luke has more benefit and we can care for him better. And it brought you to a place of looking for a contractor. And that didn't go so well. Do you want to talk about that?
That didn't. We were ready to get started right away to get things in order. We were going to do a... on the first level, we had a garage, so we kind of wanted to turn that into a bedroom bath that's kind of connected to the other bedroom. That way we can keep him on that first level, and we don't have to get him up and down any stairs.
Right.
So there were a few things that we were needing done. So we got a few quotes from different contractors, and one that came in just seemed too good to be true. You know, they... so that they were able to get everything that we needed done in this amount of money that we were like, oh, that would be wonderful. So we ended up giving them money and
a good portion of what you had set aside.
A good portion of money, and things didn't get done correctly, not up to code. No permits were being pulled, which we're new to this, so we didn't even know what needed to be done and what didn't. So almost every single thing that they did had to be redone. So we basically lost out on that chunk of money that we gave them.
Right. So leaving you less money than you actually need to accomplish. Yes, to get this, to accomplish this for Luke.
Right.
And I know a mutual friend of ours recommended Tussie Construction,
well,
and Gary and I
put something on Facebook.
Oh, did you?
I had said, does anybody have a contractor that they recommend? And he, our mutual friend, had messaged me and said, I know somebody that would be great. And I said, oh, please give him our number. And he actually called me that night, and it's just been amazing ever since I've spoken with him and met you. So.
Good, thank you. We were just overjoyed to be able to help. And I feel like I need to almost apologize for the people that came in before, like our trade, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's so hard. Many people just don't know. They don't know what to look for to get a good contractor and to learn. You know, it's a learning curve, who you can trust and who you can't, and check out references and stuff. So we're very, very, very happy to be working with you. And so we're in the middle of all this right now.
Yes.
And in the midst of that, We also have a nonprofit corporation called My Angels List, and so we can help you to raise money to finish your home. So I'm so glad. I'm so glad about that, that it's cool how God works.
Yes.
And he brings you. You know, sometimes we have to go through some trials and tribulations get there, but if you just hang on, you know, he'll make your way straight, and he'll bring the people in your life that you need in your life. And I feel just such a connection with you and such a bond with you guys. Your story brought you to Tussie Construction, and so now we're in the middle of this right now, and I'm seeing amazing things in your home.
Yes.
I'm seeing amazing things in your home, and I'm so excited for your family. Are you excited?
I'm very excited. Yes.
Well, we do a lot of work for a lot of people.
Right.
I've been with Gary in the construction company for almost 24 years, and he's been in it so many years that if I told you, you'd know how old he was. And we don't want to do that at all, because he looks so young. But we do a lot of work for people who don't face one-tenth of the challenges that you have, and yet they can't find it in their hearts to even be appreciative.
Right.
And so Gary and I wanted to tell you how much we appreciate you. You are kind. You are patient. When you do construction, and you can bear witness to this, it's almost like having a baby. It just takes forever in your mind, and by the time you have that baby, you are so ready to be done. But we know
it's going to be worth it in the end. That's everything. We just can't wait. We'll go in there and we'll say, "Did you see? We actually have the rooms are separated now."
Yeah.
Floor down, because before we just kept waiting from the other contractor. It's like we'd come in every day and was anybody here today?
Yes.
And we come in and I'm like, there's like three trucks out front.
There's something
doing this and somebody's doing that. So we're really, really excited to see everything come together.
Yeah, I am so excited for you. I'm so excited for Luke, and I'm so excited for your family. And we're gonna connect with you with My Angels List. That's why we're doing what we're doing today. And we're gonna get a GoFundMe page going. And we're going to help you to finish your house. We're
going
to help you to finish your house. That's our goal. But Gary and I love people, and we love to help people when we see needs. So thank you for letting us be part of your life.
Oh, thank you for being part. We were just such a sigh of relief after you all left when we first met you, and you came in and looked at everything. And I felt so much better.
Yeah,
and we talked about isn't it just weird how things like people you get people put in front of you and it's just not by chance.
The connection happens somehow.
I almost wonder if some things are just teaching experiences.
It's just this is so weird that we would meet. The perfect construction company.
Thank you.
We really mean that, because I mean, going through what we had went through, and like she said, looking at different people, and you know, you always try to find the good in people and trust that people in their profession are going to do the right things.
But we've been burned on that several occasions.
Yeah.
So
it's really nice to just find somebody that's really looking out for your best interest.
Yeah. And we appreciate it.
Thank you. And isn't Gary a great guy?
He's awesome.
So knowledgeable.
Yes.
I know he knows so much about what you need here. Yes. And he's actually what I would call gifted at space planning.
Well, he came in the first night, and when you all came in, he came back the next day. And he knew exactly, it's like he knew my house better than I did. It was so bizarre that he knew where everything, because the contractors we had in before, I would mention something and they would be like, "Oh, that's what we're doing there?" And I'm like, "That's what we're supposed to do there," you know. So it was just nice that he, you know, knows everything that's going on, and he's wonderful. Everything's thought out. I don't have to worry about codes or anything.
Permits.
Anything.
I mean, you can give him the keys to your house and go on vacation.
Right.
You know, and that's such a nice
thing. The best
part
about it is not having to worry about it.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, before, that's all we've done.
And it was very stressful then. You know, we've got everything going on with the kids and with Luke, and then we've got to worry about that too. And when you're paying somebody to do something, the last thing you should have to worry about is if they're doing their job correctly.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So you just assume, you know, you just assume that they do. And
well, I'm excited. I know, I don't know if you can show the wall behind them, but this is where the kitchen is behind this wall, and Luke is in this room all the time.
Right.
And having that open, just that would make such a big difference, let alone the other things. But I'm so excited for your shower and your new floors and the things, you know, all the things.
I think Gary's even going to put a changing table in there.
Oh, wonderful.
In the bathroom to where, you know, if we need, or the nurse, or, you know, we need to change him, that's something that we can do, transfer to where we're not on the floor having to pick him up, and you know, that would be nice too.
Well, I know it's going to help you and Mark tremendously to care for Luke, and I think it's going to help your family too to feel safer and not to have to worry so much. You know, you can actually see what's going on. Gary and I were talking about earlier, and I just love this about him. He said, "We want to make that home so that Luke can live there till he's 15, 25, 35, and he can have his place where he has his space and he can be well cared for.
Right.
And that's our goal.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, you guys, for giving us your story and sharing your story and for joining us. Thanks for hiring Tussie Construction.
Absolutely. I'd do it over 100 times.
you heard it here.
I'd like to add that every single one of your contractors that have been in here had been awesome. Like, and they all know, like, Luke's story, which I find impressive because...
And they all speak to Luke when they come in.
Aww.
Yes, like, they know...
They acknowledge.
They know,
that's amazing.
They know why they're here, and they... I think that's very comforting because a lot of times people just come in and they're just there to do the job, but I feel like they are...
If they know what they're actually doing and how they're helping somebody.
Yes.
I think it matters.
Their heart is in it.
Yes.
I feel like their heart is
absolutely
in it.
Absolutely.
Right. And that's why we started My Angels List. It was Gary's idea to start it to help the disabled, the deployed, the veterans, and the elderly. Because as we were going out as a construction company and doing bids, he would see things that were just almost scary for the safety of people.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and so I love it. My heart is like so full right now. I could just cry because I love when you can take what you do for an income and a job and you can marry it with a passion and you can help people.
Right.
You know, so that's kind of where our hearts are. And so we appreciate you and thank you for being so kind. They never call and complain or hurt us in any way. Sometimes it's the other way around. the people that, you know, never mind. But anyway, we appreciate your graciousness, and we just hope that when we're all done, that you guys are so, so happy.
Okay. I'm sure we will be.
Thank you, you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for taking time to listen to The Julie Tussie Show. We appreciate every one of you so very much. We wouldn't be here without you, right? We want to let you know that we appreciate every dollar that you can give. It all adds up to help Luke with his ADA kitchen. Merry Christmas, and remember, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest. To help a special child and help Luke have his ADA kitchen, please visit GoFundMe.com/My Angels List. Again, that's GoFundMe.com/My Angels List. We are aging Wells on the Julie Tussie Show. Voted top cosmetic surgeon, Dr. Henry Wells is available to help you age Wells too. WellsPlasticSurgery.com, an official sponsor of the Julie Tussie Show. I'm Julie Tussie, smart enough to be a blonde. There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on the Julie Tussie Show. For fantastic jewelry that is designer look with a fantastic price, go to julietussie.mypremierdesigns.com. That's julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com. Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit. I'm Julie Tussey, teaching you how to pull yourself up by your thigh-high bootstraps.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampagne.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.